Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Henrik Ibsen. Okay, Henrik Ibsen. Now when you read world literature, reading about the works of Henrik Ibsen becomes important. The dates of Henrik Ibsen are from 1828 to 1906. Okay. Now he was a Norwegian playwright. Okay. Norwegian playwright. And he's particularly famous for writing problem plays. Okay. Problem plays. So in the exam, they can ask you what is a problem play. Okay. Now, Henrik Ibsen, though he has written plenty of plays, perhaps the most important play which he wrote is called A Doll's House. Okay. A Doll's House. This is a good example of a problem play. So as a general definition, what is a problem play? See, it is just a type of drama that portrays social issues in a realistic way. So it will expose social evils, social ills, and the aim is to stimulate thought and discussion on part of the audience. Okay? Now, before I talk about the works of Henrik Ibsen further, let me give you a very famous quotation by him. Okay? Quote, "The strongest man in the world is he who stands most alone." Unquote. Okay? The strongest man in the world is he who stands most alone. Okay? काफी famous quotation hai ye. So it just indicates that just because you are alone, it doesn't mean that you are weak. In fact, it will mean that you are one of the strongest people because you can stand alone. Okay? Now, with respect to the important works by Henrik Ibsen, one I told you, A Doll's House, this is the most important one. Uske baad, An Enemy of the People. Okay? An Enemy of the People, this is another work by him. After that, Ghosts. Okay? Ghosts. Ye teen jo works hain, it is very much important and relevant from an exam point of view. Okay? And also keep in mind that Henrik Ibsen sometimes is also called the father of modern drama. Okay? Modern drama. Now, let me read out how a famous critic describes the contribution of Henrik Ibsen. Okay? This critic says that Henrik Ibsen, quote, "introduced to the European stage realistic contemporary plays that set out to expose social evils. He wrote plays about ordinary people, but from them, he elicited insights of devastating directness, great subtlety, and occasional flashes of rare beauty." And furthermore, this critic goes on, "Emphasizing character over plot, okay? Emphasizing character over plot, Ibsen addressed social problems such as political corruption and the changing role of women, as well as psychological conflicts stemming from frustrated love and destructive family relationships. He greatly influenced European theatre and is regarded as the founder of modern prose drama." Okay? Is regarded as the founder of modern prose drama. Unquote. Now keep in mind that this critic says that he is the founder of modern prose drama. So prose drama kya hota hai? See, prose drama just means that a drama that uses everyday language. Now if you compare this drama with the drama written by Shakespeare, there the language is not prose-like. It is more poetry-like. Okay? But here, general prose is used or everyday speech is used. That is why it is called prose drama. Okay? And as I told you that his most important play or famous play is A Doll's House. Okay? So, be aware of the broad storyline of this play. Okay? Isme basically hota kya hai? There is a banker or a bank lawyer, okay? Called Torvald Helmer. Okay? Torvald Helmer naam hai inka. And he has a wife called Nora and they have children. So, in the end what happens is, now keep in mind that this play was first performed in 1879. Okay, 1879. So it was during the Victorian times in England. Okay, of course, Henrik Ibsen is a Norwegian writer, not a English writer. So what happens in this play is, Nora abandons her husband and family and she leaves them and she also slams the door when she goes out of the house. And symbolically, it is not just going out of the house. She is actually saying goodbye, thank you very much, main chali. And it's not that Nora is selfish. Nora is a very, very caring wife, a very caring mother. And yet, her husband, which is Torvald Helmer, is a very, very patriarchal person. Okay? At times, he makes a lot of patronizing comments. At times, he treats Nora as though she is not his wife, but more like a child. So that kind of treatment really hurts the self-respect of Nora. Okay? Now keep in mind that this play was released in 1879. So during those times, women were just thought to be very compliant. Women were not supposed to revolt. But here we have a strong woman who ultimately revolts. Okay? So from an exam point of view, just remember what is a problem play. After that, what is prose drama? Ye pata hona chahiye aapko. After that, नो द ब्रॉड स्टोरी लाइन ऑफ दिस प्ले अ डॉल्स हाउस, ठीक है, दिस इज परहैप्स द मोस्ट फेमस प्ले बाय हेनरिक इब्सन, ठीक है, एंड ऑल्सो नो द नेम्स ऑफ द मोस्ट फेमस प्लेज, अदर प्लेज बाय हेनरिक इब्सन, ठीक है।